It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Around here in Texas. Heath, where's Heath?
Heath, Texas.
Your ledger.
Got it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
For any ski boat, poontang boat, or wave runner at Just for Fun Watercraft Rental.
What was that, one boat?
What did I say?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Triple fake Markle Fitz. Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz?
Mark who? Fitz. Mark Spitz with us yesterday here.
Oh, wait a second.
The
stop the show.
No, we already stopped. We already stopped it.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Let's get it back going again.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Yeah, it's break time once again. We'll give you three wheels-off moments. You can vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, it's the all-time leader in e-brakes. Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss. Maybe this wasn't entirely his fault, because I think maybe Saroy told him to do this, but they were doing the show. They were hoping to have Tony Dorsett on, and when Norm's phone rang again in the studio, it turned out to be Tony Dorsett. And it sounded something like this, and is this good radio?
There's no need to bring this up to him, because it's obvious to everybody. But these games become duels, absolute duels, Donnie, of bullpens.
Is that Tony Dorsett calling you?
I don't know.
Just check the number.
He's not going to get to it in time.
If it is,
let's
grab it.
Check it.
Is it?
Hello, Tony.
It is.
Hi, this is Norm. It's Norm. It's Norm. Norm Hitchkiss. How about if we call you right back on the studio line to have you on? Good. Yeah. No.
I think Norm's doing the interview now.
I tell you what. I'll call you after the show, and we'll reschedule for next week. Okay, man. See ya.
All right. That's producing on the air right there, Norm.
Is that him?
Did you take notes, Mike?
What?
Good job. See, I figured that's probably him. We were just trying to call him.
That's a great job, Mike.
Thank you.
That's a great job.
Like, no, Mike. That was Randy White. That was Randy on the phone.
I don't know. All right, so we'll reschedule that later.
What a Bob Newhart routine Norm was doing there.
You got life support, Saroy.
Well, he was on life support. He could barely get the words out.
Pick it up.
We can't understand him, Doctor.
And then you had Norm. Hey, Tony, it's Norm. Hey, Norm. Norm Hitchkiss. Norm Hitchkiss, I'm a broadcaster. The Ticket in Dallas.
And then they find out that he can't go on the air. Oh. Okay, well, we'll call back and reschedule then. So you didn't answer the question, is that good radio?
No.
Here in a Marconi award-winning station.
Actually, it is, because we replayed it.
All right, there's Norm up for an e-break. Candidate number two from the Hardline. Danny Bayless. He gets weird voice, and we love it when someone gets, I don't know, bubble throat, weird voice. You can call it a lot of different things, but Danny certainly got it.
In Deep Element will not be Cane Rosso, Pepe and Mitos. I cannot believe Pepe and Mitos is still there.
Because they've already been done on Triple D.
Or Twisted Root, because all those have been done on that show.
I bet they do. Oh, God.
What was that?
I bet they do.
Damn it. That'll last forever.
I see that on a Scott Baio after school special?
That had melody to it.
I bet they do. I bet they do Angry Dog, because that's been down there forever.
All right, so what does that sound like, isolated?
I bet they do. I bet they do. I bet they do.
They play that Corby Scott Baio thing. Yeah, boy, that
Scott
is a funny
Baio
voice.
After school special. Scott Baio.
Well, I love Danny's instant reaction to
go on.
All right, let's hear the whole thing again.
In Deep Element will not be Cane Rosso, Pepe and Mitos. I cannot believe Pepe and Mitos is still there.
Because they've already been done on Triple D.
Or Twisted Root, because all those have been done on that show.
I bet they do.
Oh, God.
What was that?
Little bird. I bet they knew.
Damn it. That'll last forever.
See that on a Scott Baio after school special?
That had, right. That had melody to it.
I bet they knew. I bet they do Angry Dog, because that's been down.
Do you like the Scott Baio after school special thing, or the Did You Like It bubble throat?
Both of them.
Did you like it?
Both of those bubble throats crack
me
up.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio after school special? Did you like it?
Yeah, Scott Baio may be the best one.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio after school special?
God. It's been around for like 10 or 15 years, too. It's still funny.
Can we hear Did You Like It?
Did you like it? See that on a Scott Baio after school special? Did you like it?
Why is bubble throat so funny?
I don't know. It just cracks us all up, though. All right, there's Danny as candidate number two. Candidate number three is from the morning show, Sane Bass.
Hmm.
He started swerving in a ticker, and I think the word Sean was looking for was degraded. The woman was degraded.
Cam Newton has apologized in a Twitter video post for sexist comments made to a female reporter this week. In a two-minute video, the Panthers QB said after careful thought, he understood that his words was, quote, extremely degrading and disrespectful to women. During a press conference, Newton said it was funny to hear the reporter ask about the wide receiver.
Degrading.
That got him wobbling. His words was.
His words was.
At that point, he knew he was out of room.
I heard not good at English. Cam Newton has apologized in a Twitter video post for sexist comments made to a female reporter this week. In a two-minute video, the Panthers QB said after careful thought, he understood that his words was, quote, extremely degrading and disrespectful to women. During a press conference, Newton said it was funny to hear the reporter ask about
why his words was degrading.
Sounded good to me. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, so those are your three candidates. Norm taking a phone call, Danny bubble throat, or Sean. 888-787-1310. Let's all please vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the Mean Green?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. Too bad old Miss OU T-shirt alumni Craig doesn't. But anyway, hey, Craig, you like
yes,
that Cubs win last night?
No.
Too bad. Let's go with Norman Adolph Hitzkus.
Gosh.
Wow. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George. Oh, man, I messed up, man.
Don't do this, Playlet. No. Don't do this. No.
It's just no. The sweating, dirt-covered middle of the night.
No.
I really screwed up, man.
No.
It's bad.
Stop it.
It's bad.
Either vote.
Wait, it's bad, George.
I don't want to hear it.
Come on, help
no.
me out, George.
No.
I met a nice girl at your big sex place.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
I messed up, man.
Jeez, you started all that, you freak.
Freak!
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Sports caller.
Hi,
you're
sweet Grego.
What?
What'd you say?
Vaginal slice Mornborn.
Die of death.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
For the love of it. Gregor, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Good morning. Two things, please. I'd like to vote responsibly for Danny, and I'd like to tell Gordon, you're very talented.
Oh, gosh. Was that Lila?
That was actual Lila.
Oh, wow.
That was the original. You're so talented.
Hi, sports caller. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, boys. Happy love life. It's forever day. Give me Norm.
No, it's not going to be called
love
that day.
Life. Cake is forever.
Don't say cake. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Ha, 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 ha. Danny Bayless.
That's a stretch, but we'll register it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Porky Pig Seabass.
It does sound a little bit like a Porky Pig cadence, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like to vote for Norm's old bloody love hole.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Jeez Louise.
The heck? You crossed the line.
Yeah, the mayor is not happy about
Don't
that.
Don't laugh at that, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
George?
Yep.
Yeah, hey, George, last night was crazy, wasn't it? Is your anus
Nope, it wasn't. No, there was nothing to it.
I heard George screwed up.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Why are you guys always kicking George in the balls?
Yeah.
We are.
Why are you guys always doing that?
But anyway, vaginal slice born.
I knew he was setting you up.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Maybe. Sports caller. Go ahead. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, guys.
Oh, man. What?
Got it.
Oh, yeah, get rid of that.
You know, Seinfeld was right. People are the worst.
They are the worst. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the bubble voice of Danny Bayless and the bubble butt of Rachel Stark.
Okay.
What?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to responsibly vote for Norm Hinskus.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Scatter shooting, whatever happened to the Popeye Sharping golf guy that you could call in. And
I haven't heard from him in a long time.
He was great.
I don't know.
I'd like to responsibly vote for Jennifer Lopez's debilitating menstrual cycle.
Jennifer Lopez's...
That's traced right back
to
you.
That's your theory, Gordo.
What's my theory?
That she has very strong cycles.
J-Lo? Debilitating. You call them debilitating.
They debilitate her.
I'm so embarrassed to work
Why
with
would
you.
I ever say such a thing? That makes no sense.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, musers. It's Nicole. I vote for Norm and Vaginal Slice Born.
Don't say that, but ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Norm, the all-time leader, wins again.
There's no need to bring this up to him because it's obvious to everybody. But these games become duels, absolute duels, Donnie, of bullpens.
Is that Tony Dorsett calling you? Just check the number.
That's a bubble voice there.
He's not going to give it time.
If it is, grab it.
Check it.
Is it?
Hello, Tony.
It is.
Hi, this is Norm. It's Norm. It's Norm. Norm Hitzkus. how about if we call you right back on the studio line to have you on? Good. Yeah. No.
I think no one's doing the interview now.
I tell you what, I'll call you after the show and we'll reschedule for next week.
Stop, boys.
Okay, man. Stop. See you.
All right. That's that producing cool. On the air right there, Norm.
Is that him?
Okay, man.
You take notes, like,
high five, homie. What?
Is that him?
Hey.
Good job. See, I figured that's probably him. We were just trying to call him.
That's a great job, Mike.
Thank you.
That's a great job.
Like, no, thanks, no, Holmes. Mike. That was Randy White. That was Randy.
Black salutations to you, Tony.
All right. So we'll reschedule that later?
Yes.
Okay. He said Tony four times. Was that him?
All right, how many wins is that for Norm?
That's 89 wins for Norman Harvey Hitzkus. Mm.
Boy, we're going to have to do something big when he hits 100.
Yeah.
Years or wins?
We won't make it to 100.
Whoa.
Why? He's going to clean up his broadcasting?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Keeping an eye on you. I don't know about you.